When you say 6 months is adequate, I mean, in breast cancer, we know that, you know, we saw benefits, for example, the 1 year tamoxifen, but we saw greater benefits with 2 years and then 5 years of tamoxifen. How do you know that if you use androgen deprivation for a year or 2 years, you won't get even greater benefit than 6 months?
Well, there are two studies that will answer the question of duration. One has already been published, the RTOG-9202, which was 2 years and 4 months of hormones versus 4 months. That study showed no benefit to the longer duration in overall survival, a small 3.4% benefit in cancer-specific survival at 5 years. So it is possible that with longer durations in select men, the benefit may be provided across the board. But that study couldn't show an overall survival benefit, perhaps because the men were of median age 71 and the long-term hormonal therapy may have caused some adverse issues, perhaps cardiovascular, in the longer-term arm. There's a second study by the Europeans of 3 years versus 6 months. And this will shed additional light on the specific question of 6 months, because 3 years has been shown to prolong survival, so has 6 months. And by comparing these two directly in about a 2,000-patient study that they've run and completed in 2001, will provide the answer to the question you just raised.